This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Fellow Coastsiders, we all know, or should know, the health risks associated with cigarette smoking. But did you know that a sedentary lifestyle is at least as destructive, or even more so, than cigarette smoking to our health and longevity? Who says this, you ask? The World Health Organization, the Mayo Clinic, and the American College of Sports Medicine, to name just three. My name is Dan Miller. I'm your host this week for Keeping Pace with Your Health, and for over 35 years, I have helped people and organizations increase their health, fitness, and enjoyment of life as a personal fitness trainer, formerly the director of fitness for the San Francisco Bay Club, and as a certification instructor for the American College of Sports Medicine. One of my first inspirations to become a fitness professional was Jack LaLanne. You may remember that in 1984, at age 70, Jack LaLanne towed 70 boats with 70 people from the Queensway Bridge in the Long Beach Harbor to the Queen Mary, a mile and a half, handcuffed, shackled, and fighting strong winds and currents. Now, I'm not saying you need to work out like Jack LaLanne, but be inspired that he did not let age slow him down until very late in his life. I will be back for more on this topic after a brief message.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry,
where we bring your smile to life.
This is Dan Miller speaking today on tips for increasing fitness activities in your life. I was asked to speak with you today about how to overcome the risks associated with a sedentary lifestyle. We let decades go by and postpone our own health and fitness needs while we take care of our children, our parents, and our pets. We often put ourselves last, however, it catches up with us one day. The good news is that it's rarely too late to start increasing your activity level or starting a more focused and consistent exercise program. It has been determined by many health and fitness researchers and organizations that the minimum weekly requirement for exercise and or activity is 150 minutes of light to moderate physical activity over a minimum of 5 days. For those of you who are wondering, light to moderate means that you can carry on a conversation during your activity but not be able to sing. For Jack LaLanne, light to moderate probably meant towing 10 boats without the handcuffs. An ideal weekly goal for people who are just starting to exercise would be 5 to 6 days of at least 20 to 30 minutes of activity each day. This can be through a number of activities such as walking, swimming, cycling, or Tai Chi, just to name a few. Walking is a great beginning activity for those physically able to do so. What makes walking particularly great is that no special shoes or clothing are required, just comfortable shoes and clothing. And the 30 minutes doesn't have to be done all at one time. You could walk 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the afternoon, and 10 minutes in the evening, or any combination thereof, which makes walking much easier to fit into busier schedules versus swimming, for example. Other activities can be added or substituted after one has built up a base level of fitness. Ideally, you can also incorporate 5 to 10 minutes of stretching 5 to 6 days a week. I recommend the active isolated stretching method. Eventually, you would add light resistance training 20 to 30 minutes a day twice per week as well, such as light dumbbells or exercise tubing, which can also be done at home. Tai Chi is also a wonderful exercise because there is no impact to your joints and it helps to increase balance and coordination. And once you've learned the routine, you can do it on your own in approximately 8 minutes in any location of your choice. The Senior Center offers Tai Chi classes on a regular basis. For those of you who enjoy golf and tennis, I strongly suggest Pilates exercise. as this will not only improve your game, but will help to improve flexibility, mobility, and core strength. The really great news is that there are very few things that you can do for yourself that are as beneficial to your overall health and well-being as simply walking 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. And the biggest benefits come to those who go from no or very little activity to 30 minutes, 5 days a week, as compared to someone going from 30 minutes a day to 60 minutes a day. Invite your spouse or friend to join with you in your new activity, and now you have increased the synergy by social interaction. Add something new like Tai Chi, dance, or Pilates, and now you've added a learning and protective component for your brain health. I hope that I have not only given you food for thought, but have also inspired you to take action for living your best healthy life. For more information regarding classes, please contact the Coastside Adult Day Health Center and or Senior Coastsiders. For Keeping Pace with Your Health, this has been Dan Miller.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.